Yo everybody, my name is Noah Michael-Smith and it's so good to be with you here again today. You're listening to the Local Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. You know, every morning I wake up, did I tell you what happens when I wake up? Some people, when they wake up all groggy and sad and have to clear the sleep out of their eyes. Man, I can't wait till the next morning. I throw that quilt off, bam, jump out of bed and I bless my lucky stars that I'm breathing yet for another day. I wake up to my phone, alarm goes off and we've got a radio station in the UK called LBC and I listen to that because I've got to get my news first. But I also wake up to another form of news. I've got an app on my phone called Nuzzle and it gives me notifications of all the news that's going on all over the world throughout that night and probably beyond. I got a feed the other day of an incident and looking back, I think the news is old, but it's new to me. It's a situation, a couple of dudes were in their car and I don't know what happened. I think there's a little altercation where one guy drove in front of the other. Irrelevant. It's fair to say that these guys got out of their car to attack the gentleman who was in his car. It was a road rage situation. The gentleman got out of his car and lo and behold, he jumps into a stance. Yep, he jumps into a stance, all right. They've messed with the wrong dude. This guy started throwing some kicks, some punches, and swept one of the dudes. He went down on the floor. The other one tried to attack him. He hit that one to the floor. And then the dude chased one guy around the car. And then the other guy tried to jump him, and he had defended himself from that one. And next thing you know, there's a strike. Yeah, the dude that was in the car by himself, the karate guy, he threw a strike and took out one of the two men. Clean out on the floor, man. Yeah, KO, right down. His dude friend came over to him, the guy that's knocked out, and knelt down and tried to give him some kind of resuscitation, making sure his dude friend was okay. But you know, it just got to show. If you're going to get out of your car and you're going to have a situation with a guy, you never know what's going to happen. Best thing to just stay in your car and mind your own business, man. Just go on along your merry way. But today's show is going to be all about that. It's going to be about road rage. Now, I'm going to give you some road rage. Road rage is a thing that I don't do. I got to say, I've been driving for over 30 years now and I just don't get involved in any of that stuff, you know. It turns you into somebody else. Several sheets of glass and some metal, cocooned in that little box. The why? I've seen people, you know, a friend took me home one day and he was with his girlfriend who came in home for a class and this guy is really placid. And he had his girl in the car and I was talking about how I drive, I just let people go, it's no big deal. And in this country, we have some speed restrictions, road restrictions. And there's one road in particular in West London, and I use it all the time. And you drive down there, and there's road restrictions every, say, 20 yards that you go. So, and when you get to one road restriction, you will have right away. You get to the other road restriction, the oncoming traffic would have right away. You know the ones I'm talking about, if you live in the UK. What this guy said to me, a friend of mine, he said it disturbs him when he's got right away and somebody wants to come through. I said, you got to let him go. He said, no, I'm not letting them go. It's my right away. They should know the road. You cannot teach them how to drive unless you're paying for their petrol. That's what I say to people. If you want to buy my petrol, I drive how you want me to drive. So here's the thing. I said to this guy, I'm going to call him Mr. B. I said to Mr. B, you got to let them go. It's eating you up. You're not going to control them and get them to do the thing better. All you're going to do is antagonize the situation. You're going to drive through. He's going to drive through. Next thing you know, you're beeping your horns and then someone's going to get out of the car. Someone's going to get hurt. And even if you don't get out of your car, all the hassle that you've got abusing each other with this foul-mouthed language, is it worth it in the end? Let him go. If someone is going to tell me how to drive, then they can do so if they pay my petrol, put tires on my car, get my car a service while you're at it, man. You want to do all that? I'd be willing to drive how you want me to drive, providing I don't break the law. So here's the thing. Each one of us are different when we get into a car. I'm no different. Yeah, I've just learned to control it. When I was driving, there was only a few cars on the road. Yeah, I was just talking to my sister earlier on. We don't seem to talk so much nowadays. We were on a 2-hour conversation. However, we had a lot to talk about. We've had some problems going on in our family with our mum and stuff like that. So, yeah, but I was talking to my sister and we were just saying, yeah, when we were driving, there weren't so many cars on the road. We used to have the freedom of the road. You don't have that now. I don't know what it's like in the States, in LA. Well, I was in LA. I stayed in LA for a while and you ain't so built up out there. But New York is another matter. New York's like London. There's cars all over the place, man. They're fighting for a bit of road space there. One little teeny bit of road space everyone's fighting for. Only a few cars on the road. And we had the rain. You could drive and there was very little road restrictions, very few yellow lines on the road. You can park anywhere you want. But it's a different system now. Yeah, everybody has got a car. There's even 3-4 cars to a house. I don't know why they keep passing people and they don't have a system where they have to retest people, because, you know, everyone falls into bad habits and you should all get retested. I retest people for my certification for kickboxing and Lofu Fitness. So it only stands to reason that you should retest people if they're going for any kind of certification. Yeah. And your driving license is a certification. You had to train and you had to be examined to get it. In the true sense of the word, it's a certification. Now, there are many bad drivers on the road. We all say that. Have I got a right to say that to you? Have I got a right to say that you're a bad driver? I don't have that right. I do not have the qualifications to tell you that you're a bad driver. I'm not a driving instructor and I'm not a driving examiner. That's for those people, yeah? I work with driving instructors and I even work with examiners. That's for them. They can't come into my realm and tell me how to train people and what person should be teaching this particular class or not. So I ain't got any jurisdiction. I do not have any jurisdiction to go into their reign and be telling people that they'll be driving good and driving bad, because everyone thinks they're a good driver out there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in everything, there are different skills. Let me tell you something, right? I could put a car in reverse and I could floor it and won't crash. I'm not joking. I hold on to my the headrest behind me. I put my whole body around. I put my forearm on the wheel to keep it steady. And I could floor that thing and keep that car still and even break a corner at the same time in reverse. I can do that. But do I class myself as a good driver? I class myself as a competent driver. I did an advanced driving test with another one of my colleagues, Adam Ketchell, teaches out in Dubai. I think he's in the Philippines now. I did my defensive driving exams through him. I can drive all right, but have I still got jurisdiction to say whether you're a good driver? Ain't my place. All I can do is look out for myself when I'm driving. Now, how close do you walk behind somebody? Would you walk behind somebody breathing down their neck? Or if someone was doing it to you, how would you feel? Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Would you turn and look them in the face and shout and hurl abuse at them till you're blue and black and red in the face? You wouldn't do that. You'll probably walk on a little bit further, step to one side. Man was walking behind me, breathing down my neck. I'll do that. So why don't you do that on the road? Yeah, let me paint another scenario for you. Someone's rushing to get through the crowd in the road. They're in a haste. And they're running down and they say, excuse me, can I get by? You're going to stop them from getting by? Why do you do that in the road? If someone wants to get by you, you will stop them from doing it. Why? Because the speed limit is 70, 60, 40, 30, and you're in the right and you don't want to let them pass? I've seen that all the time, man. There's some dudes out there that think that they've got the God-given right to tell everyone else what to do on the road. I don't have that right. You don't have that right. I may be doing 50 on the road, and that's miles per hour, right? Not kilometers. 50 miles an hour, and the speed limit for that road might be 50 miles an hour. And this chap wants to get by me, and he might be doing 60 or 70. Hey, ain't my sweat off my nose. I'll pull over and let him go. I'm not judge and jury and executioner. Let him go, man. If he wants to go, and then the cops stop him 5 miles down the road, that's his business. I carry along my merry way. That's as simple as it is. Yeah. I've seen some horrific things that go on in cars. Girls, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Women out there, I've seen some pretty looking girls. The things they do in their car, man, when they're, I don't know if they, some of the men make the women feel inferior. Like, I can drive, I watch Grand Prix, I do motocross racing, and the guys want to take it out on the road and want to do all their manly thing, and the girls feel a little inferior. I don't know what it is, but women, you don't need to be like that. You're women, you have dignity. Yeah, a lot more than us guys. Just calm it down. Stay beautiful. Stay the person you are, the true person you are. You know, I went to a petrol station once, and this was actually outside the car. I've already put gasoline in my car or petrol in my car, and I've gone over to pay at the kiosk, and this chap wanted to put gasoline in his car. The woman at the checkout hadn't pressed a button. You got to release the petrol with a button, right? She was taking some money from another customer and haven't thought to press the button to release the guy's gasoline yet through the pump. My goodness, the punishment did not fit the crime. This guy stormed into the building, hailing some, I can't repeat that kind of language. You know, number one, I don't swear. And even if I did, I think that language is a little too deep. I don't think I would have swear words to match that. The guy was red in the face. And it's as if, I'm not kidding you. I thought someone went in to his car and battered his mother and father the way he came out and spoke to that lady. And there was a whole row of people there waiting to pay. We all heard it. It's like the guy was on drugs, totally drugged up. But he was a suit. He was wearing a suit. Not that that stops you from being an abusive person, but you would hope that comes a suit, comes an ounce of respectability, man. I mean, the guy is probably, you would have hoped that he's an accountant, insurance man, in stocks and shares, a banker, something to that effect. But boy, I'm telling you, he was like a hooligan there. All the guy needed was some trousers down, some pants down to his butt, and a hoodie. He was in a big way. Not that I want to stereotype, because I wear a hoodie myself, and I'm not like that. But yeah, what can you say? But it was crazy. It was crazy. I don't know why, you know, when people are in a hurry on the road, I don't know why they just don't leave earlier. You could always avoid being rushed and head up highly strung when you're driving. Just leave half an hour earlier. Give yourself that comfort zone. What is in your life that much that you leave dead on time, knowing that there's traffic on the road, and not only are you risking altercation and upsetting yourself, because that's what would happen if you get into a situation. All that's going to happen is that you're going to be upset. Yeah, and I'm going to come on to that real soon. Avoid that by just leaving earlier. Yeah? Now, this, I don't know how this rage, how this fight started, because the Independent, where I got my information from, with the fight I told you about at the beginning of the podcast, with these two dudes attacking the other guy. In fact, you know, when you watch this thing, it looks like the guy on his own is attacking the other two men. But when I read the article, because it's on YouTube, if you go to the feed where you found this podcast, there'll be a link to that, and click on it and you'll see the video for yourself. It's a little sketchy, you know, with phones and all over the place. We'd have thought that there'll be more footage than that, but that's all there was. It looks like he's got the better of them. In fact, he did, because he knocks one out, as I said earlier on. If you to avoid situations like that, why don't people just leave earlier? You know what? It's amazing that you're in this car, you're in this vehicle, you do a one finger sign to somebody. You know that one finger sign? In the UK, we also have a two finger sign, which you girls and boys in America use, I think, as a victory thing, but it's not, you can't do it to an English guy, right? If you put up two fingers, the two front finger, like your index finger or your pointer finger, and the next one, and you put them up and wave them around, that's a rude gesture. You cannot do that to people. That's been done to me in the States, and I have to tell these guys, you cannot do that out around here in the UK. And then you get the sign where they make out as if you're jerking. Could I say that word here? When they make a little round circle with their hands and wave it up and down, that's another signal they give people. And then there's the other one, you make your arm like a V shape, and then you put your other arm in between inside your elbow, and you pull up with your fist. You know that one, you need two hands for that, so you cannot be moving when you do that one. So all these signs, I don't do these things, man. I'm dignified. I don't do these things. But it makes me laugh seeing them all done. And I know guys who are like this. They're in the car and driving with them, and I'm thinking, crazy, man, what is it all about? You know, and there's swearing going on and they're tooting the horn. If someone is in your way, it's better to do a maneuver rather than tooting a horn. Again, I'm going to come on to all this defensive driving in a minute, but I'm not ready for it right now. Just stay listening. Let me tell you something. Where else would you hail abuse like, you are an effing XYZ? Huh? Where else would you say that with the deepest venom? I want your mother to die. Think about that for a moment. You want someone's mother to die. I've heard people say that. If you get out of this effing car, I would do you good. Why would you want to do that? There's some gestures as well that people may come to this bit. There's some gestures that people may mean well by, but it's so arrogant and it gets my back up, but I don't bite it. I don't bite to it. There's some gestures that people do to mean well, but they do get my back up because it just means the total opposite to me. You're trying to pull out of a side road and they're letting you go. And it's the way they aggressively wave their hand across in that way. I'd rather not go. If you're going to give me right of way, give me right of way gracefully, nicely. Don't give it to me with the aggression because it doesn't mean anything to me after that. And there's another one where you might have done something wrong in the road, veered over into someone's lane. Lord knows I've done that before. And the person shakes their head from side to side as if to say, hold on a minute. Have you never ever done anything wrong? You're the most perfect driver. Again, generally women do that, right? I'm not beating up on women drivers because, hey, you know what? I've got an ex-wife. She is an amazing driver. Pam's a great driver. Yeah, I remember back in the day having a race with that girl, man, before there was traffic. I was a bad boy driving back a long time ago. Remember having a race back to from Heathrow Airport where she worked, right back to our flat in Hampton Court. That was some serious race. We didn't get pulled by the police. And if we did, they would have just locked us up, man, and throw away the keys because that was hazardous. It was late at night, mind you. We had full beams going. It was great. That girl could drive. Anyway, so I know girls could drive. I know girls, there's some great female drivers out there. But some of the things I've seen going on in the road, that not the accidents. All the accidents are caused by men. You notice that? All the men are crashing up, but it's the girls that have got the attitude. When the girls, they shake their head from side to side, as in, you dumbass fool. You can't drive, and it's a shame that you're on the road. It's just like crazy, man. So you just know, never make any... Look, we're all human. We are all human. And I tell you what, every single person makes the same mistakes as the other person. You just ain't making it at the same time as each other. It'd be chaos if we did, right? Yeah. Why do you think they're so dead set on getting autonomous cars on the road? Because the human factor is then taken out of it. There is no human factor. And what even better still, I'm going to go right deep into the future now, yeah? What's even better still, imagine when there's pure autonomous cars on the road and all the cars are talking to each other. There you wouldn't need any traffic lights because all the cars are communicating. That would be something. I think we need to go down that route. Once you've got human error involved in anything, you're always going to have accidents. Right. Do you think you're a calm person? And how controlled are you? Right. I'm a very controlled person. I've had to be because... I just had to be. I ain't going to go into that. But I've had to... Yeah, I'm a controlled person. And you got the best place to test your control is go out on the streets, go out on the road. You know, I told you about my defensive driving, my advanced driving. When I approached Adam and told him I wanted to do this, you know what he said to me? Stick to the speed limit for a month. That was difficult. We all think we do it, but we do not. But I did it. And I came back to Adam and said, well, how do you feel about it? I said, Adam, why are you giving me this foolishness? But only a day or so into it, I realized why. A month after, I'm a better driver for it. And that was even before he gave me a lesson. Do that and see how that fares. So I'm going to go into some prevention now because we're running into some serious time now. As I said earlier on, there's a few things you could do to ease the tension from yourself. If your journey takes an hour, give it 2 hours. Okay, if you can't spare that, at least give it an hour and a half. Just give yourself more time than you need. Don't anticipate the time being what it says on the GPS. Joe's GPS don't account for accidents that have happened immediately. Yeah, I've got a GPS and it gives me red routes. And the red routes are the routes where the cars are all built up. You've got the built up areas like there's an accident or a build up of traffic. It isn't always correct. Sometimes there's no traffic where it says it's going to be. And then it says it's clear and there's traffic all over the place. You've got to just play it safe and leave in good time. Because that's what gives you the anxiety. When you're late to get somewhere and then there's somebody, look, test the theory. Go out tomorrow for a nice stroll in the car. Just stroll from here to there. Put some music on, come to that in a minute. Kick back and just relax and enjoy your car, enjoy the drive. Right, do the same thing the day after, but give yourself 45 minutes to get to an hour's journey. And you're going to see the difference in the tension, in the heat that's going to come out of you. Cold sweat, man. Everybody is going to be whatever word you want to put in there on the road. Test that for yourself. So let's get down to some music now, because you know I'm a music lover. Get yourself a nice stereo in your car if your car's not got one already. Put in some nice music. Leave earlier. Enjoy the journey. Famous Steve Jobs saying. You know that Apple guy? He's known it 6 years. Almost to the day he's died. Boy, where did that go? I heard that on the news the other day. Where the heck did that go? Anyway, back to the subject at hand. So you put on some really nice music, whatever you prefer, man. You could have classic, you could have jazz. Just make it nice. The radio isn't a good idea. Hold on. Unless you're listening to a topic that you really like, unless you're listening to a specialized radio station that's going to play classical, house, jazz, rock, whatever, a classical. But when you listen to those pop stations, unless you're really into that poppy stuff and you want to hear, you know, you can't. I'm not even going to go there. Listening to Capital Radio, which is a radio station we have here, Kiss 100, another radio station we have here, Radio 1, another station we have here in the UK. Those radio stations just loop 10 tracks. Okay, I'm exaggerating. It might be 20 or even no more than 25 or 30 tracks. And you play those, and they're just going round in a circle. They play the same playlist. Let's pluck a track out of my memory banks now. Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do. Love that track. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me... Yeah. I know there's a few people that dislike it, but I think that tune's got attitude, man. It's great. But you know, you're going to hear it. You're on a two-hour journey from one place to another. You're going to hear that track 3 times. That's not good for your sanity. When there's so many tracks in the world, so many music in the world, I could be playing music for 3-4 months and not repeat one. And that's non-stop. So why do you want to go on a journey and have mundane stuff playing in your ear hole? That's going to drive you crazy. So what you're going to be doing now is concentrating on the guy in front. Okay, yeah, you should be concentrating on the road. But your whole mind attitude is going to be on getting to your destination now. Because you don't want to be in this car anymore. The car becomes a transport, a means to an end. I've always disliked that word, means to an end. Why? The means are important. Whatever means you take justifies the outcome. That's the excuse they use, Hitler used in the Holocaust, and the British and Americans used in slavery. So the means don't justify the end. The means should be an enjoyable process in the journey. Let me tell you another thing I do when I'm driving right now. I said this to a girl the other day, one of my students. I drive bare feet. She said, you can't drive bare feet, it's illegal. I don't know where she got that information from, but of course it's not illegal to drive here. I've got to kick my shoes off. I'm going to take my heavy top off. I even take my pants off because I always have shorts underneath. So I take my pants off because I want to drive. If I'm going on a long journey, I want to be relaxed in my car. My car is always clean. When my car isn't clean, I'm not in a good way. My shape and my demeanor isn't good. My car's got to be nice and clean. I've spent a lot of time in my car going from A to B. My car's got to be like my home. So yeah, here's a few other things. Get yourself a few knickknacks. something that you could eat with one hand. Yeah, people would say it's illegal to drive with doing stuff with your hand. But, you know, when you're in traffic, you're going to get a little hungry if your journey is taking you from one place to another and it's going to be a while. And remember, this is only for people that are living in built-up areas. If you don't live in a built-up area, when I'm out in Surrey and where I live in Reigate, I don't need it to do any of this stuff because any journey I take is only going to take me a little while. But when I'm in London, I know that just to get down a road, man, it's going to take half an hour, 30 minutes. It's going to take me 30 minutes. Yeah, so I need to make sure that I'm comfortable in my car and any accidents that happen along the way and I've got to spend more time in the car than I anticipated, I want to know that I'm prepared. It's called survival, man. Yeah, you got to be prepared. So you want to bring some fruit, cut up some apples, have them already cut up. So all you got to do is take it up with one hand, put it in your mouth, and some oranges, some satsumas. You could put them in a little bowl already peeled and broken up. So all you got to, again, you got to put them in your mouth. Nuts are really good. Protein, yeah, nuts. Get some nuts. I like cashew nuts. I like solid ones. Shouldn't really have solid ones, but I get them anyway. But for you, the best ones is the non-solid ones. Get some fresh nuts. Oh, good, man. Raisins is another good thing. All the little knickknacks you can have in the car. Another tip I'm going to give you is always go to the lavatory before, yeah? Because you don't want to be caught short when you're driving because, again, that would antagonize you. You're behind somebody, you want to go to the toilet, beep, 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 and bugging a guy for no reason. So make sure you don't need a toilet. Well, if you got a drink with you, yeah, everyone needs to be hydrated, right? But don't drink so much drink that you're going to have to use a toilet when you're halfway through your journey. You hear what I'm saying? I'm giving you some good stuff here. Low food fitness lifestyle. It's still got to do with the lifestyle, man. Right, so even with all those things that you've got there, you can still get antagonized while driving. If someone antagonizes you while driving, they think you've done something wrong in the road, like they've never done anything wrong before. Just ignore them. Don't look at them. Don't even give them eye contact. Get out of that situation. They'll feel stupid. Look, have you ever argued with anybody who won't argue back? How can you have an argument? So just look away. Look down the road, carry on your merry way. No accidents. You know, I'm going to give you something, right? We have lots of roundabouts in the UK. You're going around a roundabout and then someone's drifting into your lane. And you have to make a maneuver and get out of the way. At the least, it's testing your reflexes. If you haven't been hit, carry on. Don't toot your horn because personally, you can't change them. What's tooting your horn going to do? Is it going to make them say, hey, you know, that person toot their horn. Oh my gosh, that was a terrible piece of driving I was doing. I'm going to fix up and make it better tomorrow. You're not going to get them to admit and say that. So what's the point in tooting your horn? Use that time because as a fighter, seconds are precious. Saving someone's life, seconds are precious. Rather than pushing your hand on the horn, use that time for your maneuver to get out the way. You got a gas, brake, clutch if you're driving a manual, and steering wheel, use it. And at the least, you could thank the guy. You drive down the road and thank him. Hey man, you know what? Now I can know that my reflexes are good and I'm sharp enough to deal with situations. You know why first aid is hard to maintain? Because we don't use it all the time. You get better at something when you're using it all the time. If you pass an exam for something and never use it again, you'll forget how you passed the exam. So the point I'm making here is that when someone tests your reflexes on the road and you get out of it okay, say, hey man, it works. Driving skills work. Don't beat up on the person for making a mistake. As I said, they may beat up on you, but you don't know that if you ignore them, right? Just ignore them, yeah. Always consider this. Look into the future when there's a situation, where there's an altercation of potential road rage in the road. Look into the future and say to yourself, who is going to come out the worse or the better? Do you want revenge from what the person did to you? Is revenge a good thing? You got to remember. So if you want to take revenge, what you got to do is wait for the person till you see them again. You've got your plan and you execute your plan. And when you fly off the handle with road rage, it's not revenge. You get nothing from it. It becomes anger. And when you get angry, you lose all control of your senses. Nothing can be done or nothing can be achieved from anger. Because when you're angry, you do not know what you're doing. And only a fool does something without knowing what they're doing. I'm going to touch on road rage and anger and the definition in a little while. But just bear with me for a minute here. Yeah? Okay, so I want to stay on the track of how to avoid certain things now. Now, if someone's behind you and they're on your tail and they're trying to get by, let them go. Pull over and let them go. And no, I've said this earlier on, and don't be stubborn. What I say to myself is that, hey, that person is more in a hurry than me. I'm going nowhere in a hurry. Let them get to where they're going. You know, they could be getting to their sick mother, anybody. You don't know that. Why hold them up? If you're not in a hurry, let them pass you. Don't jump on this moral high ground and say, because the speed limit is so much, they have to do so much. It is down to them. You can't dictate how they drive. So if you can, just pull over, let them go right along by you. So the next piece of advice is, this is a good one, and this is real handy. This has helped me to keep all calmness that I have when I'm driving. This is mainly for when you're on a highway or the motorway. You know, it happens in the city as well, but mainly when you're on the open road. When someone wants to pull in, and this used to bug me to high heaven, man, used to bug me so much. When somebody wanted to pull in into your lane, they'll veer into your lane and then indicate, as to say, I'm going in there anyway, regardless of whether you let me go. And even on when you're on a highway or motorway, there's some tight squeeze. There's enough room between me and the car in front, because I always leave a good amount of room. And people just go into that gap, and they just go into it with their own free will. They just, boof, indicate, bam, go in. Or they go in first and indicate after, or they do it at the same time. They make it look as if they've indicated to go in, but really, all they've done is just gone in anyway. So here's what I do. When people do that, I pull back and I leave the same amount of gap that was there before. Always. Always. And what I do now is the minute I see someone indicating, I flash and let them in. Yep, I let them in. All the time. And I tell you why I do that. And I tell you why you ought to start adopting that policy as well. You've now gained control of the situation. You've got no control when they pull in. So it antagonizes you. So if you gain control of the, and that's all it is about the road. It's all about control. People want to be in control of their own destiny. If you take charge of that by letting the person in, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're showing goodwill and you're taking control of it. You have let them in. They have not pushed in. And that's the issue that people have. Remember, we're cocooned in this piece of metal and glass. And when you're on the road, and I could tell you why you don't do this on the road, because there's facial expressions and there's nice gestures, or horrible gestures if you like, with your face. You don't have that in a car. Unless you get eye contact with the person or face contact, you see each other, you don't have that in a car. The car has no expression. The car is a lump of iron. And all a person sees is a lump of iron. Remember, they don't know you. So when they do these acts, they're doing it to a lump of iron and glass, not you per se. And then when you react to it, that's when it becomes personal, right? So take control of the situation where you can. Keep your blood pressure and your calmness down. How long has this podcast been going on? For a while, but I've got a lot to say to you on this one. It's a long time since I've done a long one. So stay with it. But before we go, I said I was going to touch on the definition of road rage and anger. Let's talk about this thing, the road. In a built-up city, everyone is fighting for a little piece of it. The road, not the city, that is. So there's not enough space for all the cars at the same time. And this is why people are jostling around and trying to move here and move there. And it kills me when I see people push into a line because they just want to get a little further down the road, and it doesn't actually help them in any way if they think about it, you know? So the road is this thing that we all want to be on when we're driving, this tarmac, this smoothness or lumpiness, whichever part of the world you come from. So that's that, yeah? We are fighting for it. Now let's talk about this thing called rage. Rage is anger. Anger and rage are brother and sister. They come from the same family. They're one of the two. They're twins. So would you say you get angry on a regular basis? Or are you a controlled, calm person? So when you're set with rage, you get blinded. You will say and do things you wouldn't normally say. Rage is like taking poison, administering it to yourself, and expecting it to poison someone else. That is not going to happen. If you take poison, only you are going to be affected by it. Rage and anger is a consuming emotion. It takes hold of you and it drags you down. It's better to deal with a drunk person than to deal with someone who's got rage, because rage takes control of your body. It takes leave of your senses. It pushes your senses out. It makes you do something that you would otherwise not do. People have murdered, ended up ruining their whole life because of rage. They look back. I love that lyrics. Don't look back in anger. Who was that? That was the brothers, the Gallagher brothers. Anyway, that's a serious lyrics, man. Anyway, don't look back. You're going to look back at that anger and say, if only I hadn't done that. You can say that when you got all your senses and all your faculties. But when rage hits and then turns into anger, you have nowhere to go. And you know it could be seconds. Yeah, some of these things are 20, 30, 40 second act. Your whole life has gone. Well, it could be gone literally. Take this podcast and play it to yourself every now and again. I'm a very calm person. When I get to my classes, people are expecting me to pick them up. I cannot get to my class with any particular attitude going on inside me. I got love, and I spread that love to you all out there at my classes. And talking about love, I love you all. And I've got to go right now because this is a super long podcast. I haven't done a podcast this long in a long time. Didn't even cover all the things I wanted to cover, but you know, I love to talk and I love talking to you. Where can you find me? You can find me on Twitter, LoFu. Where can you find me? You can find me on Facebook, LoFu. Where can you find me? You can find me on YouTube, LoFu. Where can you find me? You can find me on Instagram, LoFu. Where can you find me? You can find me on Pinterest, LoFu. Where could you find me? You can find me at lofu@me.com. It's Noel Smith, and you've been listening to LoFu Fitness Lifestyle Road Rage. Take good care of yourself. I love each and every one of you. Adios.